This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. In cricket, Team India has etched their name in history, lifting the ICC Champions Trophy for a record third time after a commanding victory over New Zealand by 4 wickets in the grand finale at Dubai. As the sun dipped below the horizon, the Dubai International Cricket Stadium transformed into a sea of blue, with roaring Indian fans illuminating the night.
That's gone away into the fence for four. It's the Champions Trophy for India. They win it after 12 years. And it's another ICC tournament blowing their win. They've played like champions. And they deserve this Champions Trophy 2025. They've outplayed New Zealand. They've outplayed every other team.
Our correspondent Manik joins us in this moment of jubilation. Manik, India has finally reclaimed the Champions Trophy after 12 long years. Walk us through the emotions in the stadium and among the players.
Saira, under the dazzling floodlights, the men in blue delivered a performance worthy of champions. The atmosphere reached feverish pitch as Ravindra Jadeja struck the winning shot, sending the crowd into a frenzy of jubilation. Rahul remained unbeaten on 34 runs, while Ravindra Jadeja made a crucial contribution of 9 at the toe end of the innings. India had previously won this tournament in 2002 and 2013. Chasing a target of 252 runs in the summit clash, India achieved it with an over to spare. Saira, India began the chase aggressively, but New Zealand struck back with disciplined bowling. The pitch remained on the slower side throughout, with the ball gripping and stopping, making stroke play challenging. The opening pair of Rohit Sharma and Shubman Gill provided a blistering start to India, stitching together a 105-run partnership for the first wicket. World number one batter Shubman Gill fought hard for his 31 before Glenn Phillips took a stunning catch at extra cover. Soon after, star batter Virat Kohli was trapped at LBW as well by Michael Braswell for just one run. Rohit, who got off the blocks quickly, registered his first 50 of the championship but was eventually stumped for 76. Earlier opting to bat in spin-friendly condition, New Zealand managed to score just 251 for 7 in their allotted 50 overs. For New Zealand, Daryl Mitchell steadied the innings with a crucial 63-run knock, and for India, Varun Chakravarti and Kuldeep Yadav claimed 2 wickets each. The triumph, Saira, has marked India's second ICC trophy in as many years following their T20 World Cup victory last year, further cementing their dominance on the global stage. Back to you, Saira.
Thank you, Marek, for that update. Indeed, a very memorable moment. And we can already see visuals on Indian streets where fans have started pouring in jubilation. And Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated the Indian cricket team on its victory over New Zealand. In a tweet, Mr. Modi said, "Proud of our cricket team for bringing home the ICC Champions Trophy. They've played wonderfully through the tournament. Congratulations to our team for the splendid all-round display." In some more news, Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan chaired a high-level security review meeting in Jammu today, focusing on the region's security scenario, counter-terror operations and emerging threats. The meeting was attended by top officials including J&K DGP Nalin Prabhat and IGs Bheem Sen Tuti and VK Birdi. Key points discussed included ensuring security for the upcoming Amarnath Yatra, reviewing counter-terror strategies and addressing emerging threats, particularly around infiltration. The aim is to enhance measures to maintain peace and stability across J&K. The second part of budget session of Parliament will begin tomorrow. The second phase of the session, which will continue till the 4th of April, will have 20 sittings. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is scheduled to table the budget for Manipur tomorrow. The state has been under President's rule since the resignation of Chief Minister N. Biren Singh last month. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah today announced the plans of the government to form a cooperative organization for drivers in the country. The minister was speaking at the closing ceremony of the Golden Centenary celebrations of the Ahmedabad District Cooperative Bank in Jetalpur, Ahmedabad. And the picturesque ski resort of Gulmarg in North Kashmir has officially kicked off the second phase of the 5th Khelo India Winter Games 2025. The opening ceremony this evening marked the start of a thrilling competition that will run until 12th of March. The games will draw over 550 athletes from across the country. And that is the end of this news bulletin.